GOP Rep. E. say on COVID relief bill, there's so much that's just outright wrong. By Trent Baker on March 8, 2021. Monday, Representative Jody Isay, RGA, voiced his criticism of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief monstrosity which passed the Senate over the weekend. Isay told FNC's Fox and Friends First that there's so much in this bill that's just outright wrong because so little of it actually goes to COVID relief. According to the Georgia congressman, the bill should be aimed at helping the country get out of the pandemic. Where do you begin? There's so much in this bill that's just outright wrong. $1.9 trillion. Less than 9% of it actually goes to COVID relief, Isay asserted. It's filled with bailout programs, $350 billion going to bail out states. We have money going for a rapid transit system in Pelosi's district. A bridge in Schumer's district, $128 billion for schools over the next 7 years. Only 5% going to schools right now. The pandemic is going to be over by the end of the year. And yet we're going to be paying schools for 7 more years. There's money for the endowment of the arts, Amtrak. It just goes on. Americans are going to get $1,400. But this is going to cost them $5,700 apiece. So, the American people are losing $4,300 with this $1.9 trillion monstrosity. The effort needs to be directed towards coming out of this pandemic and restoring the livelihoods of both individuals and businesses, and this bill does nothing of the sort. This is a continued pathway of bankrupting our country, he added. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.